This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 226 for Friday, January 14th. ICE canola futures are mixed on Friday in a reversal from yesterday's sharp losses. The March canola contract still loses $1.90 at $982.90 per ton, but the May contract is up 70 cents at $972 per ton. Support is coming from spikes in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Declines in the Chicago soy complex are moderating. Strong increases in global crude oil prices are lending support to edible oil values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending January 9th that producer deliveries of canola fall back nearly 59% at around 148,000 tons. Canola exports are down 26.5% at about 122,000 tons, and domestic usage drops 37% at 201,000 tons. As the United States dollar regains strength, the Canadian dollar is weaker. The loonie slides to 79.56 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 80.1. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports two private sales today. One is for 100,400 tons of corn to Mexico, with delivery to be during the current marketing year. The other sale is for 100,000 tons of soy meal to Spain, with delivery sometime in 2022-23. The U.S. National Weather Service says there's a 67% probability that the current La Nina will continue through March and into May in the Northern Hemisphere. In South America, rain remains in the forecast for southern Brazil and parts of Argentina. However, the drier areas of Argentina are likely to miss out on the much-needed precipitation. AgriConsult chops 10.1 million tons from its projection of the Brazil soybean crop, dropping it to 134 million tons. That's another private consultancy calling for the coming soybean harvest in Brazil to be near or under last year's record production. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The March contract gives up 7.5 cents at $13.70 per bushel. March soy oil is virtually unchanged at 58.46 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $3.30 at $405.60 per short ton. Corn futures turn around on Friday as the March contract gains 9 cents at $5.96 per bushel. Chicago oats remain weaker as the March contract falls 14 cents at $6.09. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago March sheds a nickel at $7.41.5. Kansas City March drops 15 cents at $7.45. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March loses 17 cents at $8.79. The U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day, with trading to reopen that evening. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, January 14th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.